Sometimes your host just needs a little bit of a break. I feel like I consecutively just like keep going for like 5 to 6 weeks, and then after that I'm just like, oh my god, I low-key like just kind of like need like a little break because my brain is fried. But my name is Janelle Roberts, and this is the To All the People podcast. Welcome back. I don't think we really talk enough about what it feels like to be the only one. And we talk about it racially, we discuss it in so many different like nuances and in so many different ways, but I don't think we actually have really just like gone into depth about like what it means to be like the only one in the room, the only one with your story, the only one that has to exist at the capacity that you're trying to exist. A lot of us have spent a lot of our times being this perfect version of ourselves to get to where we want to get to in life. And then once we have gotten to where we want to get to, we find ourselves kind of feeling a little overwhelmed. I remember I had this conversation a while back with one of my closest friends, and I won't say her name, but she's one of my best friends, and she had got her dream job in New York City. She graduated from Georgetown Law with a full ride scholarship, like brilliant mind, brilliant person. But she's always kind of had this thing that has just been difficult for her to get over, this thing that has just kind of like been what she's seen as a crutch in her own life in a way that I've seen as one of the most powerful things about her. I think a lot of times, like when you're Black, when you're poor, when you're a person of color, when you're Asian, when you're Hispanic, whatever it may be, I think a lot of times it's hard for us to kind of sit in our excellence because people will try to say that we only got this opportunity, we only got this because we are Black or because we were the diversity hire. That negates a lot of different things because we all know that in order to be in these spaces, you have to be excellent at everything that you do. You have to be exceptional at everything that you do. My best friend at the time, we've known each other since college, and I remember she called me and she was like saying, like, I said, how's New York? Like, oh my God, you're living in the place you always said you're gonna live in when we were in school. Like, I'm so proud of you. You're killing it. And she said to me, she goes, I don't know, Jay. Like, I don't know. I don't know if it's for me. I don't know if it's for me. And I was like, what? And she's like, I just feel like, I don't know. And I said to her, I was like, wow, you have been in survival for so long that you don't have to survive anymore because you have hit where you wanted to hit. I think a lot of us spend so much time trying to beat the grain and trying to knock out the mold and trying to get to where we want to get to in life that we spend so much time with our head down and so much time fighting against the grain and fighting against this and fighting against that. Sometimes when we finally hit that present moment, when we finally hit those moments, we finally get the job, we finally get the relationship, we finally get the career, we find ourselves being like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And it's because you're no longer in survival mode, babe. Your body has done everything that it can to get you to where you need to get to. And now that you're there, you don't know what you need. You don't know what you want to do with it. And I said to her, I was like, girl, that's because your body is letting this go. Everything that you want is everything that you've worked hard for. Those are your dreams. You want it. No one told you that that is your thing. I think a lot of times we excel at the expense of not wanting to live the upbringing that we have or not wanting to deal with the things that our parents dealt with or not wanting to be left behind to the point where we oftentimes forget why we're doing it in the first place. I think sometimes when you're just trying to excel beyond the scope of who you are, beyond the scope of your upbringing, beyond the scope of your friendships, you will lose a lot of people along the way. And there's no room for you to actually feel what you're feeling because you're always trying to survive. You're always trying to get to that point. There's no room for any of your emotions. And I think if you're like me at this big age, I am still learning how to process a lot of the emotions that I'm feeling and a lot of things that I'm going through. It's so funny because recently I had I had deleted like a recent episode that I had came out with, and someone said something to me. It was someone that listens to the podcast, and what they said to me, this shit stung me so deep, and it was so, I needed to hear it. I honestly needed to hear it. They said to me, they were just like, I felt two different ways about it. They said to me, I was like, okay, we get it. You know, like someone deeply hurt you, but like, you know, we don't want to have to constantly listen to it on the podcast. And I thought to myself, I was like, wow, you know, like, you know, that it kind of hurt my feelings that they said this because I was like, I show up all the time trying to be the best version of myself, but like there's no room for me to feel what I'm feeling if it is affecting other people, which I think is kind of like a yin and yang type of thing. And I remember I looked over at Luke and I was like, wow, Luke, do I talk about this a lot? Because he listens to the podcast. He's like, well, babe, you're grieving, you're hurting, you know? So I was like, it's time for me to let it go, huh? And he's like, it's time to let it go. It's time to let go of that survival. It's time to let go of these belief systems. And it's the fact that like our body will get to a point where there's nothing else to conquer. There's nothing else to survive against. Because everything around us has always been an outlier. Everything around us has always been this thing that's headed towards us, coming at us, but these are all things that are happening around us and to us, but we never sit down and process like, okay, what am I doing to myself? How am I taking care of myself? And that's a scary thing about getting to where you want to get to in life after you've kept your head down and you've been working towards it, is that you're going to have a moment, you're going to be like, holy shit, I have not done any of the inner work or the inner healing that I need for myself because I haven't had time for it. And having time to work on yourself is a privilege that we don't talk about enough. There are a lot of people in life that have a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of energy and a lot of opportunity to work on themselves. When you come from a background like me and you come from a background like my best friend and most of the people on here, there isn't much time to work on yourself. The only time that you have right now is to survive. And then someday you wake up and you're in your late 20s and you're like, oh shit, or you're in your early 30s. Like, oh shit, like I have not had the time to really just sit in my emotion and be like, damn, that shit personally affected me. Damn, I was really going through something when I felt that. And what I'm saying to you is look around you, and, you know, feel what's around you, because things are physically real. The chair that I'm sitting in is physically real. This microphone that I'm speaking through is physically real. The car that you're probably driving in is physically real. The Uber you're driving in is physically real. The legs that you're walking with are physically real. These are all physical things. And I think right now is the most important time to just be aware of the moment and be aware of the present and what you're going through and how you're feeling. The reason why I wanted to talk about my best friend and everything that, you know, has happened is I have a trip to DC that I'm going to, and I am vlogging it. So be sure to check out the vlog when it comes out. We are getting back on YouTube too. I've missed YouTube, but I remember when I went to college, and college was so different for me. It was so different for me in a way than it was for everybody else, because everyone's like, oh, you don't need college to be successful. I need a college to be successful. I need a college to be successful. I didn't need college to like be successful in a career or a job. Yeah, it plays a factor in that. I needed college so I could be free from my upbringing. I needed school so I could get away from the habits that I was taught. I had nowhere else to go. Where else was I going to go? Go stay in a shelter, go do that. No, I said to myself, if I'm gonna leave this place, if I'm gonna leave my hometown, if I'm gonna flee this, then it's best that I get the degree, and it's best that I go to the school that I want to. It's best that I keep my head down and I work, and I go to community college for a year, and I make the good grades, and I work at Studio Movie Grill, and I date the shitty boy at the time. And like, these things needed to happen. And I remember when I first got into American University, right? Oh my gosh. It was so interesting. I remember I wanted to arrive to school a week before everybody else did. And the reason why I wanted to arrive to school a week before everybody else did is because I knew that my parent would wait last minute. So I lied and told her the date that we were supposed to go. And I remember we went to the airport and we were on a standby flight, and every flight that we were supposed to get on just kept getting canceled. And we finally got on a flight that was late and we landed late. And my mom at the time was only able to give me $20. It was so sad leaving because it was the first time in my life I had been away from my mom and my sisters, like, ever. And when I was alone, like, I just felt really excited, you know. Oh, my God, I'm going to start my life. Like, I'm going to make my family proud. Oh, my God, like, I've worked so hard to get to this moment. I spent a year, like, you know, I moved around schools and high school so much that it was hard for me to keep up with my grade. But I went to community college. I basically got me a 4.0. I got into American, blah, 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 this. Financial aid came through, all this different stuff. And I remember that heightened feeling of excitement quickly passed because I was finally, like, in that prayer that I had been praying for. And when I got in it, I did not know how to handle it at all. I was so depressed. And I think the depression had always been there before, but I had no space to put it down in because there was no time to be sad. There was always survival. There was always us living in other places. There was always this thing that never took the time out for me to have an emotion that belonged to me. And all of the emotions rushed back. Like, it like bomb rushed me. Like, it was so overwhelming. I couldn't think straight. I was starting to isolate myself. I did not know how to handle the thoughts that were coming in my head all the time. My grades started to get affected by it. And then I get a call from the school saying, hey, your mom and y'all did not complete the CSS profile, so you are on probation. You have to go to court. Like, the school was suing me. And I remember going to the front office, and I had to go to the financial aid advisor, all this different stuff. I was, like, scared. I was so scared. Like, oh, my God. My grades were decent. They were pretty good. They weren't horrible, but they weren't like, oh, my God, you know. And it's just so funny how God will work in mysterious ways. So I had to write an appeal letter so I could stay at the school. So I could go into the process of being able to stay at the school. It wasn't even an appeal letter to keep you at the school. It was like an appeal letter. Like, okay, please just have grace on me. I can return the next semester. I wrote the letter. I had wrote it with all my heart. A week went by. I didn't hear anything. Like, I was like praying. I was like, God, please, please, please. I'm begging you. Like, please. Like, I want to be at school. I can't go home. Like, I can't go home. Like, this is all I have. This is all I have. This is all I have. I remember a week went by and I got called into the dean of students' office, and I was like, okay, like, what's going on? Like, this isn't my financial aid advisor. I'm going to someone that's a higher up. I walk in, there's like this dark haired man. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. Like, I'm about to get kicked out. Like, before I could even get to it, I just felt like the tears like rolling up in like my eye docs. I was like, oh my God, like, I'm about to get kicked out of school. Like, it's going to happen. Like, Jesus, it's going to happen. Like, he said to me, he's like, we read through everything. I'm sorry. That's what he said. He goes, I'm so sorry for, everything that you've gone through. And we've decided to take care of your schooling while you're here. We want to take care of you while you're here. This is like my sophomore-ish year. This is like the first semester I'm at AU. And I'm like, what? And I say, thank you so much. I leave, and wow. I got a full-ride scholarship to my top school for broadcast journalism. And my grades were okay. But it was because I needed to be there, and I told my story. And I think that moment really woke me up. It was like something clicked in my head, and it was just like, wow, I will miss out on so much of my life if I don't allow myself to be in the moments and bask in how hard I had worked. Because for some reason, I knew that I deserved to be there, but a part of me was like, well, no one's ever just helped me or given me a handout, so why would they keep me? Y'all, when I tell you, now that I think about it, I worked so damn hard to get in that school. I did so well at my community college. I worked tirelessly. I saved up all of my money. I was working at a daycare when I was at that school. I was babysitting. I was doing everything that I could to make sure that I was good. And I think as I'm getting older, I'm starting to realize, like, there have been so many times that God has saved me from things and saved me from situations. And all God wants is, babe, he tells me all the time, keep your head down. And we'll get to it when we get to it. We will get to when we get to it. When we get to it, I need you to be ready for it. I think there's no real weight on how to work on yourself while working towards your dreams. It's almost like you have to be like kind of militant and very disciplined when it comes to getting to where you want to get to in life. And when it comes to like fulfilling those desires and fulfilling those wants and fulfilling the things that you want, like, you have to be super damn militant when it comes to where you want to get to in life. And I don't think we really like talk about that enough. Like, we don't talk about it enough. And I just think now, right, as I'm becoming, like, as a business owner, you know, we don't have too many clients right now, and it's been such a journey in the best possible way, and there's people that I have that I have to make sure they're paid, and I love the people that I get to work with. I love my assistant. I love the people that help me in this office. I wake up sometimes, and I'm like, God, why did I do this? And then I have to remind myself, like, I'm literally getting emotional talking about it. I have to remind myself that, like, before I got into American University and before I went to college and before I went to school, I don't know why I'm getting so emotional. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm like speaking life into myself right now. Before I was able to even have the school and the reward of it and had the experience of that, because going to college changed my life. Like, going to college is like the reason why I'm here today. Like, it really is. It just opened up my horizon. But before I could get there, right, I had to spend years in the mud. I had to watch all of my friends go to college, and I had to, it was so hard when people were like, oh, you're going to community college. I had to watch everybody go to college. I had to watch everybody get the jobs that they want. Even when I graduated, it was so hard for me to get a job after I graduated from high school. It was so hard. Like, it was so hard. And I had to keep my head down and cancel out any noise that escaped my way, cancel out any words that anyone had to say. I had to keep my head down to get to where I needed to get to in life. I had to just stay steadfast, and I had to plant my feet in the ground, and I had to work the shitty job I hated. I had to deal with my abusive household. I had to be sad. I had to self-loathe. I had to feel alone. I had to watch the boy that I liked in high school move on with someone else and tell me they didn't want me. I had to be in the shitty relationship that followed after it. I had to get called down to the office. I had to get on a standby flight and just wait all hours of the night before I could get to the school, because there has to be that had of constantly going through the mud and constantly not knowing what's going to happen, because that's the test right there. The test is, if I give you all of these things and I say, I want you to spend a year working on this and I want you to focus on that, are you going to surrender to this process so I can then bless you? And that's what it comes down to. And like, when I look at my business right now, I'm like, wow, Janelle, like, babes, like, we got the lights, we got the cameras, we got everything in here, we got the team, we got the beautiful office, we got everything in here, we got the gorgeous Dallas skyline, we've been able to make every single payment. Maybe right now what God is telling me to do, and I say this to you too, is maybe God wants us to just sit in it to see if we keep coming back to him. Sit in it. Is this really what you want? Sit in it. Sit in it. Are you going to keep waking up and going to the gym? Are you going to keep working that job to get to that plan? And I'm not saying work a job and just work a job and work a job. No, I worked at Studio Movie Girl so I could rack up my money, because I knew my ass was going to college. I worked a job when I knew I wanted to move to California. To what degree am I going to allow myself to feel uncomfortable without taking the shortcuts? And when I say taking the shortcuts, I'm talking about don't be selling your ass, don't be doing none of that. I'm saying those are the shortcuts that we're taking to get to where we want to get to. Sometimes that path is so long and it's exhausting. And sometimes you'll go to work smelling like food. You'll see cockroaches underneath the floorboards. Sometimes you'll be hungry and not even have money to even eat the food that you're serving people. Sometimes you'll have to deal with babies throwing up on you. Sometimes you'll have to do the odd and weird jobs. Sometimes there will be a lot of some time where you don't know what's going to happen in your life. But there's so much beauty when you keep your head down in the mud and you get to where you want to get to. That's literally what I said to my best friend when she called me and said, I don't know if I can do this. You got the dream job. You make a crazy amount of money, but you've been keeping your head down and working towards it. And that's the thing. Sometimes the hustle is the hustle until we don't have to hustle anymore. And we don't have to hustle anymore. That's when we start trying to pull in drama into our life to convince ourselves that we don't like it, because we're so used to surviving on the outskirts of where we're trying to get to, that once we get to where we want to get to, it's like, dang, let me just create a plot in my life that doesn't have to be there. But nah, babes, this is peace. This is called peace right here. You are living in your peace. And if you haven't right now and you're still in that grind mode, when you get to that point, you better bask in it, feel it, and live in that peace. I just like wanted to like share that with anyone right now who is going through this tedious task of trying to get to where you want to get to in life. And I feel like sometimes when I talk, I'm also just talking to myself too. And I think the reason why I started getting emotional is because, wow, like, I've been here before, just in a different font, just in a different way. And I want you to know that, like, you've been here before, just in a different font and just in a different way. You've had this similar task before. This one is just a lot more elevated than the first one that you had. You've been here before where it's been a waiting game and you don't know where it happens or what's going to come next. You've been here before when it was in school. You've been here before. And the thing is God has shown up and blessed you. Like, there is so many levels to God's blessing. Like, I'm over here stressed out about my office and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is just so much. Like, Jesus, blah, 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 this. But you know what? 5 years from now, I'm going to find something else that I'm going to be like, oh my God, I can't wait for this to be making money and doing this while I'm also having this money being made. Like, there is constantly going to be elevation in your life where you are going to be tested amongst things. Like, it's just not going to come easy. And things don't come easy for me, and things don't come easy for people that look like us. And that's okay. That's okay. You know, and I feel like it's so funny. I talk to my therapist about this all the time. I said to her, I was like, I grew up around a lot of kids that had everything in their life. And it's kind of weird sometimes when, like, I look back at kids that I went to school with when I went to Plano West that had it all made out, and like to see they just didn't really do anything in their life. And my therapist always says to me, she goes, because they didn't have survival like you did, and they didn't have a means for anything better because everything was always made for them, or they always knew that they were going to be okay. And I want you to keep in mind when you're listening to this, you're listening to this podcast right now, you are in the 1% of people, the 1% of people that has come from your upbringing that is doing what they're doing right now. I really, really want you to hold on to that. You are so worthy. You're so worthy of doing the things that you want. I would have loved if I heard that more throughout my time. The times that I just felt like, oh, I'm not enough, or ugh, I don't, like, no one's validating me. And it's just like, I don't need anyone to validate me. I validate myself. I validate my wants. I validate my dreams. I validate my desires. I validate my needs. At some point in your life, you're going to be halted with your perfectionism because there's nothing else to perfect anymore. You've already done it. And the only thing left is to just exist in it, to exist in your work, to exist in your craft, to exist in all the hours and days and times you stayed up crying to God and working hard and saying, please make it better. Please help me get out of this. Please, God, please, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. All the times you work those dead-end jobs, because people will see where you are now but not see them days and hours you spent working. And, like, that's one thing I always say all the time to myself when anyone ever tries to judge, like, my lifestyle or where I'm at in life, I'm like, because I'm gonna tell you right now, you didn't work as hard as I did. And I genuinely mean that when I say that nothing in this life of mine has been handed to me. Everything that I have, I had to say no to going to the clubs. I had to say no to that relationship. I had to say no to that boy. And then there was some things that happened along the way that kind of caught me off guard too, like breaking my hip, things that got in the way that tried to discourage me from focusing on my dreams and getting to what I needed to get to. But you know what I did? I kept going back to God. I said, God, go get me out of it. Like, God dang, it's like, God, I got to break my hip too. Like, what the heck? I have to spend 2 years learning how to walk. I have a walk with a cane. Like, this is crazy. Like, God gonna always get me through it. Because here's the thing. This office is very real. And if it was not meant to be, I would be behind on payments. If it was not meant to be, I wouldn't be on this podcast. If it was not meant to be, it would not be where it is right now. But it is. Because it's going to blow up and it's going to do well. And I need you to talk to yourself like that. Like, fuck, like, I got it. Like, this is going to work out exactly how I anticipate it to work out, because I'm putting in the hours, the time, and the energy, and I'm disciplining myself. But when I get there, I'm going to take the time to bask in it and give myself a big ass hug and say, I am so proud of you for keeping going, for having the tenacity. I'm so proud of you. And when those thoughts start coming in, when you're alone and it's like you are what you are, you don't understand why you're so sad, call someone up. Please go to therapy. Please talk to someone, because they will hit you. Because no one talks about the in-between. No one talks about the emotions you have to glaze over. No one talks about the sniffing up your tears and keeping them in your eye doc so they don't fall, because you have to go to work and you have to go to school and you have to go to class. No one talks about that in between of, like, you having to swallow every emotion that you can and suppress it, because you know if you let it out, it's going to pull you into depression, because right now you're in survival. But you will have space to feel everything that you're feeling. And when you do, you better feel it. You better feel it. I can go on and 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 on about this. This was a good episode. I needed to take a break, because I feel like after the person made the comment saying, okay, Janelle, we get it, someone hurt you, I was like, damn, I don't want to hear it. But you know what? You're right. You know you're right. And it's so crazy, because I feel like after I heard that and someone said that, it just really, really helped me get back to me. Like, oh, God dang. Like, I have so many amazing things going for me in my life, and I have to get back to me. But I just want you to know that, like, the mountain is you. That's it. the mountain is you. It's you. It's not your mom. It's not your dad. It's not your relationship. It's you. You are going to constantly be the only thing that you have to conquer when it comes to your emotions. No one else but you. So I love you guys so much. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This one was like just so from my heart, honestly. I really felt this today. Yeah, honestly, I am. I'm also like running on like no hours of sleep this past weekend because my niece came over. So she did pretty good today. But I hope you guys have an awesome day. Please, please, please be sure to follow To All The People podcast and To All The People Media on all social platforms. These episodes are all posted on YouTube, and then my personal YouTube, I will actually be taking you guys along with me when I go to American University, because I just want to tour it. I want to see it. And it's so funny because a while back this girl called me and she asked me to like donate money to AU, and I was just like, oh my God, AU is so rich. And then I said to her, I was like, cool, can I donate it to a student organization? And then she goes, what organization like would you like? I was like, is Blackprint still there? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh yeah. She's like, yeah, I've heard of it. I was like, yeah, I started it when it first came out. Like, I was one of the founders of it. Like, we started it. And she's like, what? She's like, wait, are you Donnell Roberts? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh my gosh. And like, she like froze on the, like she put the phone down. I was like, what's up? And she's like, I love your podcast. And like, it's just like full, it's crazy hearing that. I don't know how to explain it. It's so crazy hearing that. But yeah. Thank you guys so much for waking me up and also calling me out. And it makes me realize people are actually listening to what I'm saying. And don't nobody want to hear that sad shit all the time. But I just want to say congrats on continuing to persevere. But in that persevering, I want you to also realize that like once you get in that answer prayer, allow yourself to feel everything that you felt. Like, have your pursuit of happiness moment when he got the job that he wanted and he walked out and he was crying and like clapping his hand. Like, you deserve that moment. You deserve that moment. So roll over and give it to God and cry because you're grateful. Just cry and say, thank you, God, for helping me get through this. My name is Janelle Roberts, and thank you so much for listening to the To All The People podcast. Bye.